always takes two times.
Two time. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Three Guys, One Up. I'm Keith. I'm sitting here with Spencer and David.
And Craig.
Spencer and Craig. This time. You didn't even notice. He notices when I mention him second, but he won't notice when I mention him first. Fuck you, Spencer. So what's up, guys? Let's talk about some video games and shit.
Can we start with the shit?
Yeah, what kind of shits are you taking?
Loose and runny.
Oof.
Loose and runny.
Yeah.
It seems to be a theme with you for most of the... I mean, you need to get some fiber or something.
I guess. I'm just kidding.
You need to use Metamucil. That stuff is magnificent.
You need to use Metamucil.
I do from time to time.
Wow. I've been eating too many Fruity Pebbles, so my poop is green. But other than that, all is good.
Not like a rainbow?
No, like straight up green.
Huh.
Interesting stuff. Now that we got... David, what you been pooping like?
A little rough. Yeah, not like satisfying poops.
Like sharp?
That you get when you... When you drink Metamucil with some regularity, I need to definitely get back.
You're a robot that. Right now.
Robot David.
Sharp. You mean robot. Why did you say sharp?
Yeah. That was an interesting robot, David.
Am I still
you're back to normal now? Okay. Yeah, robot poops don't sound great.
No, my poops are my poops are waiting for Terraria on Stadia. That's what I would equate them to right now.
I don't quite understand what that means, but I'm on board with it.
That was my heavy-handed segue into a little bit of gaming news, and that is the creator of Terraria straight up canceled the Terraria port for Stadia because his Google account got locked. Like all of his, like everything, Gmail, I don't know what else, what other peripherals there are he had as a game developer, but Terraria is on Google Play, so he's got. Damn it.
Yep. Well,
a couple days ago, he tweeted out that he was canceling Terraria because they had been unresponsive with locking down his account.
Huh. Well. Spencer's muted. You sound like a robot, so I'll respond to that. I mean, that's. I don't think that's really going to hurt Terraria at all for all nine. Well, you stopped using, so all eight users of Stadia are not going to really be too butthurt about that. What were you saying, Spencer?
I don't know.
Okay.
It was just interesting. Terraria is a good game. And
Stadia would be lucky to have it, place. But I mean, I don't think it's going to change things for Stadia much for not getting that. It's a funny reason for them not getting it, honestly. It's like, well, fuck Google. I'm not putting my game on your shit anymore. You can't come to my birthday party.
I'm fairly certain Stadia is not long for this world at this point. It's going away pretty quick here.
Well, I haven't been playing much of anything new or anything like that. I've been playing a game called RimWorld. Did we talk about that last week? It's fucking fun. It's like a sim simulator or a civilization simulator that you kind of have to build this like apocalyptic civilization, and it's in depth. It's hard as fuck. But I'll get to that later. What I really wanted to talk to you guys about was some more stuff happening on Twitch. You know, we were talking about Rust and how big that was a couple of weeks ago. And that's made its way through because NoPixel 3.0, a GTA RP server for streamers, fired up. Their 2.0 release last year was fucking huge, and 3.0 is looking to be just as big, if not bigger. Have you guys gotten a chance to watch some GTA RP?
So, yeah, I watched a fair bit of it today. I don't understand what this NoPixel thing is. What is it? Explain that, please.
Okay, so NoPixel is the server that they're on. So One of the guys, or multiple people, are like admins of this server that are actually role-playing in the server. The biggest one being Coil. He plays a few different characters. I think he's the police chief, Soze. Did you ever interact with Soze today? Police Chief Soze?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Coil. He's like the creator of NoPixel. So this is just a server that's been going on for a long time in GTA RP that's whitelisted specifically for dedicated role players and streamers mostly. So they are strict about their rules. You stay in character. You don't break character for anything. Like, I don't know. Lyric is really bad because he forgets the control. He plays this game when it gets big every year, but he always forgets like the controls and shit like that. So he's got to ask people like, if my mind were a keyboard, how would I, what would I flex to do this? And it's like, okay, you gotta flex your X, or you gotta flex your K. They gotta like figure out clever ways to stay in character, because you don't break character. You don't break the rules. You can't like kill on sight. You can't just roll up. You could get in gang fights and stuff, but it's in really poor taste to just like pull up to somebody and be like, hey, bang, 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 and kill them dead, because you don't necessarily have to permakill or instantly get rid of that character. Like, you could go to the hospital and they'll take care of you. And those interactions are fucking phenomenal too, because you've got to come get picked up by the ambulance. The EMTs take care of you, go to the doctor and stuff like that. But
that's fucking funny, yeah.
The hardcore role players sometimes want to permakill a character if it was killed in this like big gang war or a shootout with the police or something, and give your character a send off. That means you can never play that character again. They usually have big funerals for them in the game and stuff like that. It's a lot of fun, but yeah, it's in poor taste to just like go up and just start shooting at people. So you have to drive the role playing one way or another, just conversation or interaction or actions. And NoPixel is just more strict about that than your run-of-the-mill servers. And it's catering to a lot of streamers. Like, anybody can get whitelisted, but you're going to be stuck in a queue for days unless you're moved up on that whitelist to get into the server. A lot of these big-time streamers with, like, 30,000 viewers, they're able to get in faster through the queue. So it's geared towards them. It's geared towards entertainment. They have long running stories. They have long running interactions between the characters. Lyric is playing a character named Clavon, who is twin cousins. They have the same mom, but they're cousins, Clavon and Avon. And he's having like flashback moments with his characters. So in the game, he'll like go, oh, and he blacks out. But on his stream, you'll get to see like his blackout flashbacks and stuff. So they really play to the role playing, and it's just a ton of fun. Who did you get to watch again? You got to watch Buddha, right? Lang Buddha?
I think so. I think I was watching Lyric.
Okay.
There were three of them together. It was Lyric, Lyric, Buddha, and who's playing Tony? The character Speedy.
Oh, Speedy, I don't remember who Speedy is. That might be Silent Sentry, but he's pretty good as well. Speedy's a great character.
I will say that watching these streams felt a little to me like D from It's Always Sunny doing accents and impersonations.
it very much can be, yeah.
It felt a little bit racist. Speedy's character.
Yeah, I don't know if the streamer that plays Speedy is actually a Mexican or not. Silent Sentry is not a Mexican, and he was playing a very heavily accented Mexican guy, the leader of the Vagos in the last go through, and yeah, it felt a bit like that for sure. I don't know who plays Speedy, but
okay.
They definitely
digital brown
play
face
to like the GTA game as well. You can join the Vagos and the different gangs of Los Santos and role play as that, because you're supposed to role play everybody. And you know how when you play GTA, nobody fucking matters. You just run people over and smack that hooker across the face and punch that guy out for looking at you wrong. But you have to interact with everybody in this server, even the AI, as if they're people. Like, you can't just go around like killing them.
Did we lose it, Keith?
Oh shit!
You went robot for a second.
I roboted. Fuck.
Oh, I thought it was a fuck up on my end.
No, my connection looks
good. I was like, oh no, did I drop?
Must be fucking up today. Well, let's get through this. But yeah, so I don't even remember what I was saying.
You're basically describing Second Life. Grand Theft Auto has recreated Second Life.
They force some really ridiculous interactions rather than like going to work and stuff. And you can't, like, there's a vineyard that you can work at if you want to be like legit. But most people turn to crime and selling drugs and hitting liquor stores and shit like that. And it's a ton of fun.
I did get a little bored watching three streamers working at the burger joint. And like literally like cleaning, like wiping down walls and counters and stuff for like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is like, go rob a bank.
You can't right now. That's the thing about they time gate some of this stuff. The 3.0 just started. So they want to try and get longer running stories going. So gangs are going to be forming. People are going to be meeting, interacting. That's why you're going to be seeing a lot of people at like the burger shot and at the apartments, kind of ganging up together. Old characters from past like know each other and they're already coming back together and stuff. So there's groups that already are forming. But they have stuff time gated. So eventually you'll be able to, in like a week or something, you'll be able to hold up corner stores and gas stations. And then in a few weeks, you'll be able to rob banks and stuff. And that forces more EMT interaction as people get shot because to be able to rob a bank in the role playing server, you have to have a hostage. And there's like rules to going about it. Yeah.
Just like real life.
Yeah, exactly. And the cops all have to have they're on a different set of rules. You have to go through hours of training. You have to be a cadet, then you have to be promoted through. You have to know a certain amount of the LA police code because they call out actual police codes over the radio and stuff like that. So there's a lot of people that take the shit very seriously, but again, they make a lot of money off of it. Like, so during the last run of NoPixel 2.0, some of these streamers that were getting like 200, 300 viewers or less are now seeing a consistent like 4,000 to 5,000, 2,000 to 3,000 viewers.
Wow.
After this last blow up. So this continuing into this one, some more small streamers are going to get bigger, and these now mid-range streamers are going to get even more popular as well. So it's fun to see these guys grow. Like Buddha and Tony, they were seeing hundreds of viewers, and now Buddha, I think, averages probably 4,000 to 5,000. So it really helps them, and they get to make a living role-playing in GTA. It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It was a lot of fun to watch. I might tune back in a little bit later.
Yeah, there's some lulls like
further into it.
Yeah, like you said, watching for 15 minutes as they do menial tasks is not fun. And sometimes your favorite characters will be stuck in jail or something, so you got to tune in elsewhere. But that's also the great thing about it is you click on a different streamer playing GTA NoPixel, and you get a completely different experience somewhere else in the city with a whole new group of characters. Yeah. And it's a ton of fun.
Yeah. I mean, this whole conversation, I've been watching State Trooper Soze as he
coiled.
I don't know. The volume was down, but he is doing something at like a fast food joint.
You're probably killing your connection by watching that because you're a robot again.
Turn it off.
Now you're just silent. Anyway. I can't hear anything. Oh, it's catching up. It
moved like the Flash there for a minute.
Yeah. Did we lose him completely? Now it's waiting for him to say something.
David.
Well, we'll get back to him when he when he finds his connection again. But I'm glad you guys have watched a little bit and experienced a little bit of it, because it's unique. It's unique to watch this type of gaming, because you don't get to experience this type of gaming. There's not a game that you can pick up to do this with unless you put in hours of work to perfecting some role-playing and getting into like a role-playing server. That's definitely feasible for everybody, but
yeah,
it's never going to be like what you're seeing in these NoPixel streams. This is a unique experience for these gamers and for the viewers as well. So check out some NoPixel. It's just a ton of fun to watch. Any streamer out there that's playing is going to be very entertaining. So take a little time to check him out. David, are you back yet? Did we get him back?
I'm here.
Okay. There he is. Did you turn off your streaming?
Yes.
All right. What were you saying about Soze? Because he's a great character. He's like one of the best drivers on the server, and he's a hard ass, but he's got this goofy side to him. It's fucking great.
I was just saying that I was watching him be a cop, and then earlier I was watching Buddha driving through the forest, doing something forest related. I don't know.
Yeah, I think they're hunting right now to gain money, because that's like one of the only ways you could get money in this early part of the game is like hunting and fishing or selling joints and stuff to other players. But most of them already have joints, so they don't want to buy joints from anywhere else. It's pretty funny how it sets up in the beginning. But as this progresses over the next few weeks, you're going to see a lot of different like story arcs open up between these characters. And it's really cool. Yeah. That's about all I got on NoPixel. You guys got anything else to say?
No, just, it was fun. I'm going to tune back in. Like, I'm not generally big on watching streamers, as you know, but when you take something and make it more entertaining, you put a story to it. It's definitely a little bit more up my alley.
Yeah, definitely. Cool. Well, let's move on then. How's call time going? Let's get into a magic moment with you fellas, because I'm interested to see or to hear about some more draft. And did they open up the what were you looking forward to playing, Spencer?
Quick draft. Did not they open yet. That up? I think it comes Monday, Sunday, a few more days.
Cool.
It's usually 2 weeks after release. So I'm still waiting on that. So I haven't been doing much drafting, but I've just been playing standard with some of the new cards. And man, it has been a lot of fun. Yeah. I'm enjoying it. I know a lot of people aren't enjoying it for some reason, but I'm really liking playing the Giants deck. A lot of the new gods are just a lot of fun to play.
Yeah. From last week, what are you feeling more comfortable with now, another week into it?
I just started playing a Sultai deck, which is green, black, blue, that basically ramps out to Emergent Ultimatum, which lets you, it costs 7, 2 black, 3 green, 2 blue for a sorcery. You search for 3 monocolored cards with different names and exile them. An opponent chooses one of those cards, shuffle that into your library, and cast the other 2 for free. So basically you ramp up as fast as you can, cast that, and grab a bunch of really big stuff for them to choose from that you get for free. So that's been really fun.
Pretty that cool. Sounds pretty awesome. Yeah. What have you been playing, David? You find anything else that you've found a groove with other than playing your black white?
I ran out of the currency to play the Kaldheim drafts, so I've just been grinding my black white in standard. But I'm still seeing a lot of this. The blue black rogue mill deck, which was just like dominating so fucking much in the last before this set dropped. I'm gonna be very excited to see this rotate the fuck out of standard.
Yeah, I know exactly the deck you're talking about, because that was happening when I was playing. Even and that, it's a piece of shit deck. It's not even like janky, it's just straight up bullshit all the way through. Like, they just kind of shit all over you every card they put out,
and every time you run into it, you know it's a fucking net deck. It's like, at least I built my deck like,
oh my god,
from my mind, fuck you going and copying some net deck off the fucking internet, you shit ass Magic player. You suck at this game. That's why you had to go use someone else's deck.
Do you expect every one of the millions of Magic players out there to all play their own different decks?
A little bit, yeah. I expect them to at least not all have the same fucking deck.
Like there are a few decks in any standard format, or any Magic format for that matter, that are better than everything else. And if you want to win and you want to go up the ladder, why would you
be a net deck pussy
that are better?
If you want to win and go up the ladder, you have to be a net deck pussy.
It's a competitive meta.
But someone's making those net decks and revising them and finding newer metas and stuff. It's just like playing League of Legends, where all of a sudden X champion is now viable as a support because X player played it as a support and everybody wants to follow that meta. Right. So as the cards change, like, I get what both of you are saying. Like, it's annoying to see just carbon copies of the same deck, but if you're playing the hard meta, then that's what you got to do. Same thing in like competitive video games. You go play a game of League of Legends at high level competitive play, you're seeing the same 10 champions over and over again. It's pretty boring as fuck, but that's what wins. That's what everything's geared towards at the moment.
Yeah. I've heard that complaint coming out of League too. It's just, you know, when a hero's dominating the meta, that's what's dominating the meta.
It's either played or banned in every game. And that's, that's same thing with Magic cards is,
and maybe the reason that
those strong sides,
maybe the reason that I'm seeing this deck particularly so much is because there's been so many other bans this cycle. They're getting there, like getting up on the list as to like most bans for a cycle, right?
Yeah, they're being a lot more like cavalier in design, and then they're just banning stuff that turns out to be shit.
So, I mean, if you inviolate other decks in the meta, then of course the one deck that's not seeing any bans is going to see more players,
right?
More net deck players.
Fair enough, and yeah, and especially when you're on a digital format now, the cards are released early like this, people are able to play through games so quickly to build these metas. We talked about this months and months ago when we were talking about Magic before, where the way a meta swings in Magic these days is so completely different than back in the day when it was all on paper and looking up decks wasn't really a thing. You know, yeah. You had to sit there and play test your own cards against your own cards most of the time. And now people are play testing every card against every card that's available in this format on Arena, you know? So the meta's just constantly updated and changing.
Well, and that's the thing about Arena, really, is like, I can literally right now, I can hop on Arena and I could play 30 games of Standard in the next hour.
Yeah.
Right. And, or however long, whatever. I can play over and over as long as I want for the next week.
Yeah.
And I could do more games in that short amount of time than people used to be able to do in an entire rotation, because you had to go to, you know, a Friday Night Magic or a tournament or find
just
friends.
Just gather your friends. Like, yeah.
You know, if we got together as friends to play Standard, you know, in paper, we'd be able to play, what, 5-6 games one night per week?
Yeah. 5-6 is a lot, too.
Even that's a lot, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean, Standard, you know, faster than EDH.
Yeah,
but,
definitely.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's easier for people to solve the meta now.
Right. So it's just a faster changing, faster evolving game these days. So you are going to see those net decks just popping up quicker. This set just came out. What? How long ago? A week and a half ago or something like that? 2 weeks?
Yeah, 28th.
So yeah, you're already seeing these meta net decks rolling out. And I guess that's the more annoying side of it, is it's like, come on, let me enjoy my jank while I can before I just get dicked over by the same deck every fucking game. So I get David's frustration for sure.
Go to Brawl, David. Make Brawl decks.
I need to.
Brawl is a great way to get away from all of that.
They need to put Commander format up there.
I'm sure they will at some point.
That'd be a ton of fun, because you want to see some different creative stuff that even net decking a Commander deck, you're going to change it up. Like, that's too many cards for you to just be like, yeah, I accept this as my deck. No, I want to run this. I want to run this. I want to run this. So you change things out.
Brawl is the closest thing we can get to that. It's basically an offshoot. It's, you know, 60 cards instead of 100, but it's still singleton.
Okay.
You still have a commander. Life totals are lower to start with. I think it's 25 instead of 40, and it's one-on-one instead of multiplayer. But other than that, it's basically the same.
Well, hopefully that just means this is our segue into a commander format on Arena. Yeah. A full multiplayer commander format would be fucking great too.
Even multiplayer Brawl, I would be really happy with.
Yeah. All right. Well,
a four-person table would be pretty cool.
That would be really cool. That would be a lot of fun. And custom games in that too. Maybe set up a double-headed giant or whatever. That'd be great. But yeah, any more magic? What else you guys got?
Oh, there was one thing. I don't know if David saw it. They're doing another secret lair drop. Did you see that, David?
I did not see this.
Yeah, we've got a new secret lair drop called Black is Magic for Black History Month.
Cool.
And let me see here.
Like,
see if I can find the list of cards.
From black artists and stuff like that?
Yeah, it's a bunch of cards all art redone by black artists. Huh. So there's Teferi, Hero of Dominaria, Cultivate, Kaya, Ghost Assassin. There were two more they've already announced. I can't remember exactly what they are, but and I think there's going to be two more that they haven't announced yet.
I feel like this might be an all right opportunity to bring up this subject again. Is Secret Lair too pandering? Like why am I blanking on it? The Walking Dead thing. This feels less genuine. You know what I mean?
So, honestly, I think the big deal with the Walking Dead thing was that the cards were only available there, whereas every other secret lair has been reprints.
Yeah, I remember that was our big argument when we brought this up, was that they were brand new cards that you could only get through Secret Lair, right? And now
that was the issue with the Walking Dead ones.
Yeah,
that was one of the arguments. Okay.
There's just reprints with
these are all reprints.
You don't have to buy if you don't want, but you can still, you know, I can go out and buy a Cultivate or a Teferi or whatever.
Yeah.
And not have to get this particular like art style.
It's just cool collectible art, definitely a cash grab type thing, but I kind of like the Black History Month swing on it, you know.
And I believe they are donating some of the profits to something.
Good. Well, good for them, because I mean, it was a handful of months ago that we were also talking about them being in the crosshairs of some racist shit, and they were banning all the racist cards and stuff. So, you know, coming in here and actually doing something for Black History Month is good for them.
Yeah. Here it is. They're teaming up with Black Girls Code, which is a nonprofit that teaches workshops and classes to you know, young women of color in coding and things like that.
Cool.
Oh,
yeah.
That's really awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good to know. Check out that.
Here, I found the other two cards they've announced.
Oh, nice. What are they?
There's a Ponder reprint and a Shall I Voice of Plenty.
Nice. Some good cards in there, man.
Yeah.
And yeah. That's one of my commanders. I love Shall I.
Yeah. Pretty awesome. That's it.
Right.
I don't have anything for Magic, David.
No more Magic? We done with the moment, David? Moment over?
The moment's gone.
Moment's over. All right. Well, that's all I got. What's up with the news?
Well, we got some news.
Yeah, you got some news for us? Not much news?
First off, our Prince of Persia Sands of Time remake has been delayed indefinitely.
Fuck.
Oh, no.
That was like the only thing we were looking forward to this spring, wasn't it?
Yeah, basically. It's still coming. They didn't cancel it or anything like that. They just don't want to put a release date on it after the whole Cyberpunk fiasco.
Smart, smart, smart.
Until they're ready.
Can't fault them for that. Just keep making the game and make it well. Like, don't fuck it up. So whatever. Like you said, we're still going to get it. So it's not that big of a deal.
Other than that, what else we got? There is an upcoming Borderlands live action movie.
I saw
Jamie Lee Curtis has been cast in it.
Yeah, I saw a bunch of people were lining up for it. I don't remember the names I was seeing, but they were leaking some names that could be involved, not necessarily were in fact involved. So
so we've got Kevin Hart, who's set to play Roland.
I do.
Kate right. Blanchett is going to play Lilith. Hmm. And Jamie Lee Curtis will be playing Patricia Tannis.
Okay.
Okay.
I hope we're Borderlands 2. I hope it's Handsome Jack.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you're going to give us live action Borderlands, if you don't give us Handsome Jack, I'm going to be really upset. That's like the, or maybe they're starting at the beginning. Maybe we'll get to Handsome Jack. Anyway, that'll be cool. Do we know where that's coming? Is it going to be Netflix or is it a big studio, like theater studio? Do we know it'll be straight to streaming or something?
Let's see here. It doesn't say, but I do know Eli Roth is directing it.
Cool.
But I do not know if my guess would be that it's going to go into theaters first. But I don't know who the studio. Oh, Lionsgate? Lionsgate.
Okay. So
probably, straight to theaters first.
Yeah, I didn't know if this would be one of our...
Going to HBO Max after that, because Lionsgate has a partnership with Warner.
Yeah, that's right. So maybe if we're lucky, we'll get that on a straight to streaming. I don't know. I don't know what to expect out of movies this upcoming year. I know, right? Year.
Beyond COVID.
Well, that's good news, I think. Good news.
And then the last item I have here, because it's a slow week, but this headline has so much information in it to parse, so I'm just going to read it. Action heist movie based on Uno is in development with Lil Yachty.
What the fuck does that even mean? And why Lil Yachty?
Uno! What? I thought it couldn't get any worse after Battleship. What the fuck is going on?
Lil Yachty is Uno.
How? In what fucking way can you make Uno into an action movie?
An action heist comedy, apparently.
How?
I don't know, man, but if anyone can pull it off, it's going to be Lil Yachty.
Okay. So back a long time ago, many jobs passed, me and a couple of people that I worked with came up with home rules for Uno, because it would just be like two of us playing at a time. So we had like speed games where reverses counted as skips. You could like string together cards and stuff. And so now I'm thinking of this whole movie scenario of like Uno cards, but sort of like Yu-Gi-Oh cards where you slap them onto some sort of power-up thing and they do like a, like, I don't know. I lost it. It's gone now.
I still think Lil Yachty is going to be Uno. Like, he's the embodiment of
Uno. Like, Uno is a person now?
Yeah, he's Uno. And it's going to be a franchise. And then we're getting Dose.
Oh!
Oh, man.
So, not only is that going to be a sequel hit movie, but a new card game.
And
I think Dose already exists as a card game, actually.
Fuck. Well, they're gonna make a different movie about that stupid card game. That's dumb news.
For the third one, I've already got like the little tagline for it. I no trespassing.
Uh,
What's right some on. Other news? What was I going to talk about? Oh, you guys see CDPR got hacked?
I did hear about that, yeah.
I don't remember.
It's like a ransomware attack, right?
Yeah, I think they've got source codes being held ransom. They're thinking of just releasing everything. I need to do some research on this, so I'll bring it up again next week and find out as it develops more on what's going on. But let's keep an eye on that for sure.
For sure.
All right. What else in the news? Any more news?
No. No more news.
No more news. That's it. Check out Lil Yachty in Uno 2024.
Stop it.
All right. Well, that's the show. Thank you guys for listening in. You can check out our website, 3guys1up.com. If you go over there, you'll also notice that we do have a Patreon, and you can click on that link in our website, become a patron, help us keep the lights on, and yeah, that'd be really cool. Also follow us on Twitter, come check out our Discord, check out our Facebook, we got all those things. And other than that, have a great rest of your week. We'll catch you guys next week. Adios.
It's good night.